朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在第二次世界大战的时候，有一天丘吉尔要到电台去发表一篇演说。
During the World War II, one time Churchill was going to broadcast an announcement on the radio station.
不晓得是为了安全的原因，还是为了从简，他自己出去叫一辆计程车。
Whether it's for economic reasons or for safety reasons, he went on a taxi.
他跟那个计程车司机说，请你带我到广播电台去。
Yes, the taxi driver to take him to the radio station.
计程车司机说，对不起，我不能带你去，因为我要赶回家去听丘吉尔先生的演讲。
But the taxi driver says, sorry, I cannot give you a ride because I have to rush home to listen to Mr. Churchill's speech.
那丘吉尔一听心里很舒服啊，他说好，那然后他会赏他1英镑小费。
And then Mr. Churchill was very happy, so he gave him £1 as a tip.
没想到计程车司机一看他拿出1英镑，心里面好高兴。
But then the taxi driver is so happy to see this £1.
他说上车上车，去他的什么丘吉尔。
He says, okay, get into the car, forget about Churchill.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这个笑话呢
？So what's the purpose of this joke?
今天早晨我们长子在祷告的时候
，This morning when the elders and deacons were praying,
我心里面有一个很重的负担，所以我向主有了3个祷告。
I had this great burden in my heart, so I had these 3 prayers.
我求主唤醒他的教会，让我们脱离沉睡的情形。
I pray that the Lord will awaken His church so that we will depart from the sleeping spirit.
我求主点燃他的教会，让我们脱离一切冷淡的光景。
I pray the Lord will kindle the fire in His church so that we will depart from this condition of lukewarm.
我也求主复兴他的教会，让我们脱离一切软弱的情形。
And I pray the Lord will revive His church so that we will depart from our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，也许是因为暑假的缘故，很多人都不在，都到各地去回家或者出差。
Maybe it's because of summer, a lot of people are out of town.
但是很多的时候，有的时候我们的懒散，或是我们里面的舒适休息，我们也会把聚会当作一件很普通的事情。
A lot of times, maybe because of our laziness or complacency, we take meetings as our routine.
我们把亲近神这件事情也当作很普通。
And then we take drawing near to the Lord very casually.
你会发现说，我们做很多的事情好像都很有劲。但是来到神家就常常觉得很累，你们会不会
？Do you find yourself being very motivated for a lot of things instead of coming to God's house？
一打开圣经，读几分钟就打瞌睡了啊。
And then when we open up the Bible, it puts us to sleep right away.
可是就在你觉得很累，你关起圣经来去看电视，你的精神都来了。
But then at the moment that you feel very sleepy, if you close your Bible and go watch TV, then your energy comes back.
你带着孩子们一起读经或是怎么样，你发现他们会很累。可是一上了 IM, 他们的眼睛都大起来了。
And the same with our children, they might be tired while reading the Bible, but when they get on the IM, they're immediately energized.
今天早上如果我们说我们出去郊游，大家都很有精神，一说聚会就累了。
Say if this morning we gonna go on for a picnic, we might be very energetic, but to come to a meeting, then we feel tired.
那很多世界上的事情，我们做的时候，我们都很有 confidence, 觉得我可以把它做得很好。
There are many things in the world that we feel confident we can do them well.
可是来到神家的时候，我们会说我不会唱诗，我不会祷告，我不会。
But then when we come to God's house, we say, "Oh, I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to pray. I don't know anything."
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不可以让仇敌把那些属灵上好的福分随便夺去。
Don't let the enemy take away, snatch away the best spiritual blessings from us.
例如说，我们来到神家，我们就是要知道主就在我们的中间。
When we come to God's house, we have to know the Lord is here with us.
我们真的是要求主让我们所有疲倦的灵从我们身上出去。
May the Lord help us to depart from all the spirit of weariness.
让我们心里面对主有一股热爱，而不是那种平淡松散随便的心情。
So that we will have this passion for the Lord instead of being lazy.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们都是这样，我们要防备这样子的情形。
I'm not saying that that all of us are like this, but we have to be watchful.
因为仇敌非常容易就是让我们在聚会的里面不能够看见神的同在，享受神的同在。
What enemy wants to do is to stop us from feeling and seeing the Lord's presence in meetings.
很多上好的福分就这样子掉了。
So many of very good spiritual blessings are stolen like this.
弟兄姊妹，属肉体的人，或是这个世界的原则，都是一个交易的原则。
The principle of this world is the principle of a transaction.
你要得什么好处，你就得付什么代价。
If you want to gain some benefit, you have to pay the price.
所以这个世界里面都是在这里交易。
And this is the principle of the world.
那我们这个人呢，不知不觉也常常活在一种交易原则的底下。
So before long, we are in this mode and this frame of mind too.
所以如果对我自己的肉体不能产生享受，我就不肯花这个代价。
So if something cannot gratify my flesh, cannot satisfy my flesh, then I will not pay the price.
我们需要主帮助我们来拣选上好的福分。
But may the Lord help us to pick what's the best.
尤其我们下个礼拜有一个退休会，我们一年一度的。
Next week we will have our annual retreat.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹报名，但是报名的不完整啊 ，part time 或是不住那里。
I know a lot of us are registered, but we cannot attend full time.
我在这里很诚恳地请求弟兄姊妹，如果可能，你一定要上山来。
But I sincerely ask, if possible, please come to the retreat.
那说不定是我们最后一次在外面办退休会。
This might be our last retreat that we will live outside.
每一次退休会，我们都跟弟兄姊妹讲，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Every time, when there's a retreat, we always tell brothers and sisters, there's a preparation in the Lord's mountain.
神为我们在座的每一个人在这一次的聚会里面都预备了一份特别的祝福。
Because the Lord has prepared for every single one of us a special blessing.
每一个人都有。
Every one of us.
然后整个教会也有一份特别的祝福。
And there's a special blessing for the church too.
完全在乎器皿有多少，我们就承受多少的祝福。
So it's all up to how much we can receive.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，不要因为不方便，因为睡不好，吃不好，不习惯而不去。
So please do not, reject it because it's hard to get used to living outside and the living condition stuff.
那个计程车司机为了一英镑就去他的丘吉尔。
And this taxi driver will say, "Forget about Churchill just for £1."
很多时候我们像以扫一样，为了一碗红汤，眼前的舒服和快乐，我们放弃了长子的名分和祝福。
Sometimes we might be just like Esau, who gave up his birthright for a bowl of soup.
例如说，也许礼拜六晚上，或是礼拜五晚上的那一堂聚会，圣灵正好那天要充满你，要得着你，成为你一生的转捩点。
Say if the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit and turn your life around on Friday night or Saturday night.
但是你却因为要下山，你提早下山。你忽略了会后到主面前去祷告的机会。
But then because you wanted to leave the camp early, that you skipped the chance of going forward to pray to the Lord.
那一个祝福的损失何等的大。
How great is that loss?
所以我请求弟兄姊妹，我不多说了，我希望我们每一个人都到主面前去祷告。
So I hope every one of us will pray to the Lord.
我们要晓得仇敌并不甘心我们爱神。
Because the enemy doesn't want us to love God.
所以我刚才讲的那种沉睡的情形。
So that the condition, the sleeping condition that I was talking about. 那种冷
淡或是软弱的情形都不是随便来的。
Being cold or weak, they don't come naturally.
所以主耶稣在客西马利园特别提醒我们，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
That's why the Lord reminded us in the Garden of Gethsemane, be watchful and pray so that you will not fall.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的产业是要我们花功夫，我们要渴慕，要用力来得着。
We have to try hard and diligently to attain a spiritual inheritance.
祝福主都预备好了，白白都预备好了。
The Lord has set aside this spiritual blessing for us. They're ready already.
但是来承受的路上和过程里面，因为有仇敌的搅扰，所以有代价。
Because there's a hindrance from the enemy, therefore we have to pay the price.
今天早晨我继续要讲交通遍地要被我的荣耀所充满这个信息。
This morning I will continue this message. The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
这句话是当我们为着新会所祷告的时候，主特别摆在我里面的一个应许。
This is the promise the Lord gave me when we pray for the new church facility.
甚至心里面我都希望有一天我们会所盖好的时候， 我们要在一进门大门的地方，或者我们聚会正厅上，有一天要写上这句话。
I have this dream that maybe after we got this building, this verse will be on the entrance of our building.
遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个地上是没有荣耀的地方。
Because this world has no glory.
全地败坏、黑暗、堕落。
This whole earth is filled with corruption.
你看看我们自己里面生命的情形，我们就知道，我们根本不敢把自己掏。出来给别人看。
Just look at our inner condition. Do we dare to expose our inner self to others?
我们的思想、我们的欲望，甚至我们表现出来的言行，弟兄姊妹，我们不敢给别人看。
Nothing is presentable. Our minds or our behavior, our word.
那如果连我们这些基督徒，我们都不敢给别人看，更不要说这个世界了。
So if we Christians are not presentable to the world, what about the rest of the world?
但是弟兄姊妹，神却说：“我指着我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。”
But yet the Lord declared that as surely as I live, the whole earth will be filled.With my glory,
因为他知道他在做什么。
Because he knows what he's doing,
他要把我们从罪恶里面救拔出来。
He will save us from our sins.
他要把他荣耀的生命赐给我们。
He will give us his glorious life.
让我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So that it is no longer I, but Christ that lives in us.
让我活着不再只是为了今生而活着，我们能够为着那个荣耀的前途而活着。
So that we don't.No longer live for this world and this life, but we will live for the glorious eternity.
我们也不再只为自己活。
And we no longer live for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，神要叫我们成为光，成为盐，在这地上把神的祝福带出来。
Because God wants us to be the salt and light of this world, that we will bring forth His blessing.
所以今天我们讲到第四个题目，就讲到第四次，遍地要被我的荣耀充满，讲到神要得着一般人，他是要活着为耶稣的人。
So today I'll share with you when the Lord says the whole world will be filled with my glory, He wants to obtain a group of witnesses.
好，特别从到借着保罗告诉我们的长存的有信、有望、有爱。
Paul says, today what remains is faith, hope, and love.
我们怎么样子在信心的里面、在爱的里面、在盼望的里面，我们来活着为耶稣。
So how do we live for Jesus in faith, hope, and love?
那第一个讲到活着为耶稣，表现在我们对主和主的旨意，我们的信而顺服。
When we live for Jesus, we have to trust and obey His will.
那弟兄姊妹，在这边我们讲到神有一个荣耀的旨意。
God has a glorious will.
我们所信的神是一个怎样的神？
And this is the God we believe.
这两件事情我们都需要一生让主来开启我们，让我们来知道他。
We need the Lord to reveal and then to show us so that we get to know what kind of God He is.
当我们要过一个有信心的生活的时候，
If we want to live a life of faith,
我们必须要知道我们所信的对象是什么。
We have to know whom we believe.
我们所信的根据是什么。
And then what's the basis of our belief?
弟兄姊妹，神儿女们的信心不是建立在眼见的环境和自己的感觉上。
The faith of God's children is not based on sight or the environment.
我们的信心是建立在神是一个怎样的神和他给我们的应许上面。
Our faith has to be based on who He is and the promises He has given us.
所以圣经上说到，我们不仅仅是因信被称义。
So that not only we're justified by faith.
我们也要因信过生活 ,live by faith.
We also live our life by faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天你我的生活里面如果没有信心的话，那这样子的生活是不能讨神喜悦的生活。
Without faith, our life cannot please God.
因为圣经上明说，人非有信，不能够得神的喜悦。
The Bible explicitly tells us, without faith, no one can please God.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个真信心在我们身上的话，你会发现我们的生活一定不一样。
So if we have this true faith, our life will be different.
第一件事情你就知道你是活在一个又真又活的神面前，你在他面前过生活。
First, we will know that we live before this true and living God.
那不仅仅讲到我们不敢随便犯罪，而我们的生活会检点。
So that not only we will not casually sin and we will have discipline.
而如果不小心我们真被过犯所胜，我们失败了，我们跌倒了。
Even if we fall, stumble and overcome by sin.
我们也知道我们所信的神是一位救赎主，他为我们流血，他为我们舍命。
Then we also know that our God is a Redeemer. He shed His blood and He gave His life for us.
我们真知道他宝血的功效，我们里面就不再有良心的控告。
And we know that His blood works so that we will not be condemned.
同样的，如果你对你自己的软弱根本无可奈何，你觉得你一直重复的失败。
And also, if we feel hopeless about our weaknesses and repeated sin.
那也常常是因为我们对于我们所信的神跟他所预备的救恩我们不够认识。
It's also because we lack full knowledge of our God and His salvation.
所以我们还是常常重复的在那里失败凭着自己。
So we repeated the fall because out of our own strength we try to do good.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天如果在你我身上有软弱，
So if there's weakness in our life,
今天你我在我的生活里面失去的平安和喜乐和满足的话，
And if we lose the joy and peace,
常常根基的原因都是在我们信心上就已经出了问题。
A lot of times the fundamental problem is our faith.
所以我们要活着为耶稣，我们必须知道这件第一件事情，我们需要一个活泼的信心。
So if we want to live for Jesus, first we have to have a living faith.
我们需要真知道自己所信的是谁。
We truly have to know whom we believe.
所以保罗为我们祷告，他说求神向那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，叫我们真知道他。
Therefore, Paul prayed for us that we will know his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我在这里引用了三节圣经。
I have three verses listed here.
我今天早上进来拿到那个程序单的时候，我就发现那个答案在英文里面都有了。
When I got the program sheet, I saw the answers all given in the English version.
所以其实这个不能考你们了。
So I cannot quiz you.
第一个讲到大卫，神说大卫是一个合我心意的人，为什么呢？因为他凡事要遵行神的旨意。
God says, I have found David, and he's a man after my own heart. Why? Because he will do everything I want him to do.
所以在这里我们看见，你要过有信心的生活，第一件事情，你必须要有一个非常强的 desire，你要知道神要的是什么，而且你愿意来顺服他。
So in order to live a life of faith, first we have to have strong desire to do His will, and then we have to know what His will is.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面有没有一个这么强的求知的欲望哈，愿意更多来认识我们所信的是谁。
I don't know if we have such strong desire to know exactly whom we believe.
有一首诗歌讲到，我们每一天可以对神有新的认识。对天有新的发现。
There's a hymn says, every day we can have this new knowledge of God, and we have this new discovery of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面有没有一个这么强的渴慕啊。
I don't know if we have such a strong longing.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那个要竭力追求认识他的那个心愿在我们里面强不强？
Do we have this strong desire to know him?
我想我们在座都是这个人间佼佼者，不然今天不会坐在这里啊。
I'm sure every one of us here is outstanding in our peers.
从小到大读书都是很棒的人。
We probably did very well at school.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们对这位神有没有一个认识渴慕的欲望在我们里面？
But do we have this thirst and longing to know this God?
保罗告诉我们，若有人自己以为知道什么，按着他所当知道的，他还是不知道。
Paul says, if anyone thinks that he knows, according to what he already knows, he does not know anything.
如果今天坐在这里的弟兄姊妹，有任何人你觉得你对真理、对神的真理、救恩已经懂得太多了。
If any one of us thinks that we already know too much about God and His truth.
如果是骄傲讲这句话，我会为你难过。
I'll feel sorry for you if you say this out of your pride.
如果你是不满足讲这句话，你觉得你懂太多了，但是活不出来，我要为你高兴。
But then I would be happy for you if you think you already know too much, but you live it out too little. Then I'll be happy.
保罗为我们的祷告是要叫我们真知道他，不是只是头脑里面。
Because Paul prayed for us that we'll have this true knowledge, not just in our minds.
很多时候，当我们听一篇信息的时候，我们就不想听，觉得听过了。
A lot of times when we hear a sermon, we immediately say, oh, I've heard this already.
好，所以在这里我们要在主的面前谦卑，我们不认识他。
Let us be humble and to confess that we do not really know him.
有一次有一个小女孩在那里画图啊。
One time, a little girl was drawing a picture.
她主日学老师问她说你在画什么？
So her Sunday school teacher asked her, so what are you drawing?
她说我在画神呢。
I'm drawing God.
但主学老师说从来没有人见过神，你怎么会画他？
But the teacher says, no one has ever seen God. How can you draw him?
你猜这小女孩怎么回答？
Guess what she said.
别担心，等我画完你就知道了。
She says, don't worry, after I draw, then you will have seen him.
这叫做不认识神，对不对？
Because she doesn't really know God.
有一次有一个弟兄来我们这里讲到，他在他家请客的时候，有一个 Stanford 的数学教授在他家做客。
A speaker one time came to us, and then in his sermon, he says he invited a professor from Stanford University to his house for dinner.
不仅仅是 Stanford 的教授，而且是数学教授。
And then this professor taught mathematics.
没有想到他跟他这个主人家的小孩子在那里讲，那小孩子在那边很神气数一二三四五六七八九啊，他会数数目了。
And then this guest, professor,
是小朋友数。
Okay. And then was chatting with this little kid at his house, and this little kid proudly presented counting his counting skills 1, 2, 3, 4.
结果那个 Stanford 教授就问这个小朋友，他说：“你知不知道有一些 number 是不能数的？”
And then so the professor asked this little kid, "Do you know that there are some numbers that you cannot count?"
是一些是 uncountable 的 number.
There are some
在数目字里面有一些是数不出来的。
There are some numbers that are not countable because they're too huge.
小孩子马上就说：“不可能。”他说我通通都可以数得出来，又再数了一到九数给他听了。
But then this kid says, no, that's impossible. I can count them all. So he counted from 1 through 9.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在神的面前就是这样子。
And we're just like this in front of God.
我们觉得我们什么真理都懂。
We think we know it all.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们实在不懂。
But we don't really know.
我们需要真知道我们所信的是谁。
We really have to know whom we believe.
弟兄姊妹，每一次对神的真认识都给我们的人生带来真的改变。
True knowledge of God will bring true change and transformation.
每一次对真理的真认识，真理决定给我们带来真自由。
Every time, true knowledge of the truth will set us free.
每一次的真认识一定给我们带来大的祝福。
True knowledge will bring us great blessings.
读圣经真读进去了，真理不可能不改变我们的生命，不影响我们的生活。
If we really put our heart to reading the Bible, this truth would change our life and transform us.
第一个讲到要渴慕知道，大卫就是定义了，要在凡事上来遵行神的旨意。
Like King David, he set his mind to obey God in everything.
所以他愿意在每一件事情上来寻求主面，来知道神的心意是什么。
So he wants to inquire of the Lord in everything he does.
然后全心的顺服。
And then obey him wholeheartedly.
第二个经文讲到说，保罗的祷告说，愿你们在一切智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
The second verse I listed here is Paul's prayer to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好叫你们行事为人能够对得起主。
So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.
凡事蒙他喜悦。
And may please him in every way.
弟兄姊妹，我们要能够做一个凡事讨神喜悦的生活，你就必须先在每一件事情上知道神的旨意是什么。
If we want to please him in every way, we have to know his will in everything.
保罗在这里教我们向神祷告。
And Paul teaches us to pray to God.
求神把智慧、把悟性、把启示赐给我们，让我们能够满心知道，不是一点点知道而已。
We will pray to the Lord that he will give us wisdom and understanding so that we will be full, we'll be filled with the knowledge, not just knowing a little.
那么正确的知道。
We'll know it very accurately.
不要说错误的知道了。
Not erroneously.
所以当我们对神的真理，对神的应许有正确的认识的时候，他一定给我们带来真的祝福。
If we have this true knowledge of God and his promise, this will bring us blessings.
很多时候我们对真理的认识真是很错误啊。
A lot of times we misunderstand, we have this wrong knowledge of the truth.
我以前讲过有一个乡下人第一次进到城市里面来。
I mentioned to you one time a farmer came to a city.
他从来没有看过电梯啊。
He's never seen an elevator.
所以当他到了一个大楼里面看见那个电梯不晓得是什么东西。
So when he saw this elevator, he did not know what that is.
过一下看见那个铁门突然开开来了。
And then he saw this door open.
然后他前面一个老太太进去了。
And this old lady went into the elevator.
他也不敢进去，然后看到铁门关起来了。
He didn't go in, and then he saw the door closed.
然后过了一分钟，铁门又开开来了。
And then after a minute, the door opened again.
然后出来一个很漂亮的小姐。
And a young pretty lady came out.
哇，他简直不敢相信这个城市有这样子的发明。
He could not believe his eyes. The city has such great invention.
他就冲回家要把他太太带来。
So he went home, tried to get his wife there.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 wrong expectation.
So this is wrong expectation.
那我们很多时候读圣经的话，我们随便指一节啊，这就是主的话。
And sometimes we read the Bible and we just point to one verse and say, "This is God's words for me."
这不叫满心知道神。
This is not to be filled with the knowledge of His will.
常常是错误的一种误解。
This is our misunderstanding, wrong concept.
所以我们里面就常常对主就产生很多的失望。
Then we'll be disappointed with God.
第三个在这里说到，不要效法这个世界。
Thirdly, Paul says, "Do not conform." any longer to the pattern of this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神善良成全可喜悦的旨意。
Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神的旨意要不断地被圣灵来更新。
Our knowledge of God's will has to be renewed by the Holy Spirit constantly.
因为我们的体会可能是错误的。
Because our understanding might be wrong.
我们的认识可能是肤浅的。
Maybe our understanding is superficial and shallow.
也可能你的认识是对的，但是不够成熟。
Maybe your understanding is right, but not mature enough.
就像我儿子小的时候，他们看那个《Left Behind》这部电影。
When my sons were younger, they watched this movie, Left Behind.
他看了以后，他就完全相信有一天主要来，然后有 tribulation, 有大灾难要来。
And after they watched this movie, they fully believed that the Lord will come back, and one day there will be tribulation.
所以他的枕头底下、床底下，他预备了武器。
So they prepare weapons under their pillows and under their bed.
然后他自己成立了一个基金，叫做 Tribulation Fund.
And then they start,
大灾难基金。
They started this Tribulation Fund.
那他把他钱都存起来。
And he saved his money.
因为他怕有一天他爸爸妈妈不见了，他怎么活？
Because they were afraid that what if one day their parents got raptured, they have to survive there.
我不晓得他为什么对我们两个这么有信心，一定被提，对他没信心。
I don't know where they got this faith that their parents would be raptured, but they will not be.
后来我就告诉他圣经神的应许启示录的应验是怎么回事。
Then I explained to them God's promises and then the fulfillment of prophecies in the Revelation.
神没有叫我们基督徒天天在那里等大灾难的来临。
God did not want us to wait anxiously for the tribulation.
神是要我们带着警醒、带着喜乐的心。等候主的再临，不是大灾难的来临啊！
But God wants us to be watchful, but with a joyful heart, wait for the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多对真理的认识需要被更新。
So our knowledge of the truth needs to be renewed.
然后我们对神需要被更新。
And our knowledge of God has to be renewed.
要亲自来尝一尝主。
We have to taste God ourselves.
要对神有第一手的经历和认识。
That we'll have this first-hand experience of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神第一手的认识取代了所有我们头脑里面的知识。
And our first-hand experience and knowledge of God shall replace the knowledge in our mind.
而这位神是一个乐意启示他自己的神。
And our God delights in revealing himself to us.
弟兄姊妹啊，请你们醒过来，一定要相信啊，今天你所信的神是一个巴不得向你自我介绍的神。
Be awakened, brothers and sisters, that our God delights and is desperate to reveal himself to us.
他要借着我们每一天打开圣经的时候祷告的时候，或是我们每一天生活大大小小的事情，来向我们显明他是怎样的神。
He wants to show us what kind of God he is through our daily prayer, daily reading of the Bible.
所以活着为耶稣，我们需要先知道，先认识我们所信的和神的旨意到底是什么。
In order to live for Jesus first, we have to know who our God is and his will.
我们要做的就是单纯的相信。绝对的顺服。
Then what we have to do is to believe him with a pure heart and obey him full-heartedly.
神这么说，我就愿意这么信。
However, whatever God says, I will believe.
保罗劝我们不要再做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Paul asks us, do not be foolish, but know what the God's will is.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进到新的场地之前，我真巴不得我们中间有更多真正认识神的人。
Before we move to a new church facility, how I wish that we will have more people who really know God.
因为唯有认识耶和华的子民可以刚强行事。
Only those who really know God can walk strongly.
我们已经可以 foresee, 其实已经有了，有这么多的难处，仇敌在我们的前面。
We already can see and foresee there will be many difficulties in front of us.
神需要得到一些对神真正有信心、有认识的人起来。
But God wants to raise up a group of people who really know God and have faith in Him.
我们为着神的旨意，我们起来向神祷告。我们为着神的旨意起来执掌权柄。
For God's will, we will rise up and pray, and for God's will, we will rise up and reign.
不仅仅让我们对神有更深的认识，
Not only that we'll have deeper knowledge of God,
也让神的旨意在我们身上能够不失败，不断地往前去。
And also His will not fail, but will continue on.
活着为耶稣，第二方面是表现在对主和主的旨意，我们里面的那个热爱和奉献。
And to live for Jesus, It will be shown in our consecration and passion toward the Lord and His will.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在讲活着为耶稣的时候，
When we talk about living for Jesus,
如果不是从爱里面出来，
If it's not out of love,
我们做起来都很勉强。
It will be hard for us to do.
不管我们奉献也好，我们来聚会，我们来侍奉，我们总觉得是一个压力，是一个要求。
If it's not out of love, all our consecration and services would be considered a pressure and a demand.
我们总觉得好像是一个责任。
It's out of responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，这不是说不好，有责任感比没有责任感好太多了啊。
Actually, to have the sense of responsibility is much better than without.
但是因为我常常有时候到很多不同的教会，甚至到中国大陆去培训。
But a lot of times I would go visit other churches or churches in China.
那在众教会里面有一个非常普遍的现象。
And there's this common scenario in many churches.
就是很多的弟兄姊妹基本上不加入服事的，只是来聚会。
The majority of the brothers and sisters will not serve, but just attend the meetings.
那大概真的就是 10%, 20% 的弟兄姊妹，他们扛了教会所有的责任。
And only about 10 to 20% of brothers and sisters will carry the responsibility for the entire church.
一个人身兼数职。
And one will cover many areas.
而教会几乎 80-90% 的奉献是从这 10%, 20% 的人奉献出来的。
And about 80 or 90% of the church offering comes from these 10%.
所以我们常常碰到的一个现象就是这一班少数好像特别扛责任这个奉献的人他们到最后都累了。
A scenario that we have seen very commonly is that these minority group of people who carry most responsibilities will become tired.
那我们怎么样子能够真正的 mobilize, 能够动员其他那些观看的弟兄姊妹呢？
So how do we mobilize the rest of the brothers and sisters who simply observe?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。